Okay, so let me tell you about the story of our 4.5 years experience in Uttar Pradesh in India. I have nothing to disclose, okay? The overview of my presentation, first I present the context of India and Uttar Pradesh, UP, then the objectives, the implementation of our intervention, the results, and some of the conclusions. UP, well, in India is unfortunately the heaviest burden in terms of infant and child mortality indicators. There are approximately 380,000 children who die from diarrhea in India. And out of those, 25% are in the state of UP. I wish I had the map that you presented, Sunita, because near Jharkhand, this larger state just northwest is UP. UP, if it was an independent country, would be the fifth most populated country in the world. It has at least 180 million people. So it does sink the health indicator of India. But it is the less developed, the least developed. It has the worst health, educational, social development indicators. Unsafe water is an issue, and it is a contributor to diarrhea. And we know that if we provide water treatment at the point of use, which means just before drinking, not only at the source, we do contribute by up to 50% in the reduction of diarrhea. Bella, you presented the impact of hand washing on incidence of diarrhea. This is one another among the three. We know about water, hygiene, especially hand washing at critical times during the day, and we know about sanitation. These three interventions contribute to reduce by 90% the incidence of diarrhea. So great you're doing it at the level of the school. We certainly support this. But let me tell you about the intervention we have had now in India at the community level to these wonderful women. Self-help groups are an amazingly growing movement in India. And these are typically between 10 and 20 women who want to improve their lot. They came together, were organized by a microfinance institution that provided training, built skills, provided funds, and these women have been using those skills, using those funds to do things for themselves and their family. So we targeted those groups initially. Our goal was to create a sustainable model. So we started with self group, but we wanted to go beyond the self-help group. Specific goals, as were mentioned by Sunita or previous, need to be specific. So we want to achieve 40% of regular and consistent. It has to be consistent use of safe drinking water to have an incidence on diarrhea. So we wanted 40% in urban slums and 30% in the rural areas in Uttar Pradesh. For that, we develop with the private sector manufacturing water treatment devices and products and the local NGOs. Our approach is not to recommend a single method, but multiple choice. We wanted to present a range of products and let them choose what is most convenient. These are the classical four water treatment methods. We know about chlorination, bleach. It can be liquid or in tablet. We know about water filters, different kind, from biosand filter to ceramic filter to multi-stage filters and the sophisticated one like ultraviolet or reverse osmosis. So this, it's Mother Nature through the sun, providing ultraviolet rays. If you expose a clear bottle of water for 6 to 8 hours to the sun, you have perfectly safe water. And boiling, good old boiling that many people, many culture know. This is the project timeline. You see that we spent 4.5 years on it. So the, I'm going to present the implementation with the self-help group, the pilot, first pilot, and then if we have time, I'll go to the scale-up. We created a partnership, first of all, by bringing in NGOs, microfinance institution. We brought the private sector that produced those water treatment product, and we coordinated the community activity together. So one of the points that you raised, Habib, about creating ownership is absolutely essential. Behavior change. We wanted to act on this behavior. Okay, so what did we do? These women meet every 2 weeks on the Wednesday, on the every other Wednesday, for instance. And this is where the animator from the microfinance institution comes and collect the money and see the progress and so on. So we adapt it to their schedule. And we involve interactive discussion and games. As you can see here, it's a snakes and ladder game. So if you land in a positive case, you go up and you have the right behavior. If it's not the correct behavior, you go down. So, and we did use those sulfur oxide, hydroxide test, which are water tests. It consists of a small bottle with a paper that is sensitive to bacteria, to E. coli. So after incubation over a day or two, if there is E. coli in the water, the paper turns dramatically black. And you should see this impact on the face of the woman. So the results of the phase one, we reach 1,500 urban, 10,000, of course, much more rural members of the self-help groups. And we had tremendous results. Really, we were very surprised by these results. 71% adoption. This is fantastic. We didn't expect it when we started. And that's why it encouraged us to go beyond the pilot phase, to go further. We learned something. The urban slum women group are very different from the rural one. Urban have access to more information. They are exposed to media, to radio, to billboards. They have more cash than their rural sisters. So in the phase two, how many minutes do I have? Okay, I'll try to hurry up through this one. We wanted to go at the general population after acquiring this experience over a year and assessing it. Now, the role of the NGO, we said beyond the self-help group, now we need to go into the general public, the villages, the urban slums. So the NGO was equipped. And instead of the once every 2 weeks, which was pretty lengthy, we used a more compact 3-day. 3-day, well, because of the incubation period for the water testing to get the result. So we compacted into 3 days. And I'll explain a little bit how we did this. And then we followed, after this event, we followed into individual household visit, like in Amway or whatever. So this is what the NGO did. The tipping point was what you see are those small bottles. Some of them are already black, okay? That show that the water is contaminated. We took multi-point. So we took a sample of the water at the source, which usually is the water pump or surface water, or a standpipe, and we took at the point of use, so we could compare. Because the one would tell us, but our water is clean. Yeah, it might be clean at the source, but by the time you bring it home, by the time you the children and the goat and everybody dips into it, it becomes contaminated. So that was the proof. We did community activities. You know, we raised noise. We made, you know, an event. We created an event. So the NGO here, with the mascot of the water drop, with some music, loudspeaker, and all this, attracted attention and mobilized the community attention to that. And then we got the community, as you can see here, and we presented the results of the three-day testing, water testing. This is some of the material we used during those events. Key to that is this bicycle that we used in the weekly markets, the hats. So we did demonstration there. And of course, as I said, we offered multiple solutions. So from the water filter here on the left by Hindustan Unilever to the tablet of chlorine to the liquid chlorine. The results of the intervention for approximately 4 million people is, and these are pretty recent, we got them a couple of months ago, comparing the POU method, we had in our intervention area 97% use. They used it once, twice, not necessarily regularly. 70% used currently, said they currently are using, and it went down to 49%, so almost 50% of regular daily use. And this is what we are after. We're after daily use. So we lost some people, but we lost much less than if we were promoting just one method of POU. When we offer several, so they can shift from one to the other if they are not happy with it. Look at the difference between the rural areas, and then my next slide is about the urban. You notice that it's mostly chlorine liquid. Why? It's amazing, and we didn't know that. The government of Uttar Pradesh had installed in the previous decade water pumps in the urban, in the rural villages. So every, say, 10 household had access to a water pump. So it was pretty accessible. So I could go from here to the next conference room and get my water. So I did not need, if I was an habitant, I didn't need to store in a jerry can or a big pail. I needed just to fill this, thank you. So the liquid was more adapted to that, one drop per liter of water. While in the urban area where you needed to fill up, because you need to walk much longer distance, you need to fill up the jerry can or the pail, you needed a disinfecting for larger quantities of water. And you can see it is much more spread in the urban areas. What we have learned is that self-help groups are early adopters. However, using the same approach that we use for them to the large public did not work well. We had to adopt a new strategy. In other lessons learned is that, of course, we learned that the woman could make some decision, but when it was related to a capital outlay like a filter, which costed at the time $40. Now they have cheaper filters at $20. They needed the support of their husband, their mother-in-law, or other members of the family. Consumer choice is absolutely essential if we are to allow for a change in behavior and sustain it. The good news is that the two mother NGOs we dealt with develop a social marketing division. So beyond POU methods, they had condoms, they had ORS, oral rehydration salts package, so they got sustainable. They did not need us anymore. This is an example of other new filters coming in from different partners, attracted by the model and wanted to do more. Beyond POU, this I'm getting to the end of my presentation. Certainly, if we are considering a partnership, let's explore possibilities between things that haven't happened before, between business and the NGO. Initially, when we approached Hindustan Unilever, they said, what? Do you expect me to collaborate with those activists? Because the NGO are the activists in India. So, and on the other side, the NGO said, dealing with those money mongers that all they think of is profit. So it took some translation, some negotiation to bring them together. But let's not drop our hands. It is feasible. We can do it in many other areas beyond POU. I think that's it. I'm ending on this. Thank you. You want more information, pshi.aed.org. Thank you very much. And there are a few.
Thank you so much, Camille. Wonderful.